Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Congressional Oversight Committee has two hearings coming up that'll be looking at DEA Confidential Sources Program, UP Program, and gender discrimination at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Joining us live is Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz and, of course, the chairman of the Oversight Committee. And we appreciate your time this morning, Mr. Chairman. Let's just start with the DEA Confidential Sources Program and the hearing that you're having on that program. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, thanks for having me on. We've been working with the Inspector General for nearly 2 years. Over the last 5 years, the Drug Enforcement Agency has spent more than $230 million for confidential sources. That's more than $22,000 per person. And real questions about the huge amount of dollars going out the door, the lack of controls, that's money flowing out to a lot of bad people. What did we get for it? That's why we're having a hearing.
Let's move on over now to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We're talking about sexual harassment, gender discrimination. What do you think's going on there?
Well, we've had real problems at the National Park Service and the EPA, but that culture seems to have also spilled into what's happening at the Forest Service. So we're going to hear from some whistleblowers where there's a culture of some sexual harassment, particularly in Region 5, that's just not acceptable. So we're going to hear from those whistleblowers and find out what they're doing to hold the perpetrators of this sexual harassment accountable, because it's almost zero to none. Do we ever hear about anybody who's ever getting fired?
If you'll forgive me for going back to the DEA hearing just for a second, Congressman, is this a situation where it's difficult to be transparent about the money's going out because of protecting these sources, or is that the kind of information that you're getting from DEA agents?
Well, we're working with Michael Horowitz, who's the Inspector General there at the Department of Justice. They need internal controls, and nobody wants to give up the confidential informants. But you also need to make sure that you're getting information that is actually useful for into these drug rings. And so we're not trying to squash or get rid of the program, but when you have more than $230 million flowing out the door, let's make sure somebody's paying attention to those dollars. That's a lot of money. They have 9,200 agents over there, plus all this money that they're using to hand out like candy to informants.
Mr. Chairman, when you're in charge of the Oversight Committee, you have a lot of people, of course, pleading the fifth in front of your committee. How frustrating is something like that?
Well, they have a constitutional right to do it, but it does kind of beg the question, you know, why? What is it that they're hiding? We ask for openness and transparency. We as a nation, we're different. We are self-critical. We do ask hard questions, even on things like the DEA and the Secret Service, where maybe other people haven't peeked at it. But that's how you provide oversight in a complex multi-trillion dollar government.
If you could hold just for one moment, Congressman, forgive me. I want to ask you about ranking member who's asking again for you to look at possible conflicts of interest with the president-elect.
Congressman, if we could talk to you about Representative Elijah Cummings, I guess continued demands or, you know, expressing some concern that you investigate some of the business dealings of a president-elect Donald Trump. We had asked you about this, I think, a week or two ago, and you said that there was really nothing at that point that you had to look into. Have your feelings changed at all at this point?
No, look, the Democrats find themselves in a position they never thought they would be in, and that Hillary Clinton lost and lost decisively. And so they have thrown six letters at me demanding all sorts of investigations. But look, Donald Trump hasn't even been sworn in yet. He is a private businessman, and he has done his financial disclosure. Nobody seems to have complained about his financial disclosure, detailing to the voters all these various business interests. Until he's actually sworn in as the president and he starts acting in that capacity, I'm not going to start to go on a fishing trip for the Democrats to go try to see what, you know, dive into his own personal business dealings. That's not the role of the federal government.
I wonder, Congressman, if you have an opinion about Mitt Romney's meeting today for a second time with the president-elect about the possibility of a Secretary of State position.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I mean, hey, if Mitt Romney and Donald Trump could come together, maybe we could have peace in the Middle East if those two are going to get together. So I'm optimistic. I'm excited. Look, Mitt, I'm a huge fan of Mitt Romney, immense talent, a great patriot. And, you know, I'm impressed, I got to tell you, with Donald Trump, who's bringing together a lot of people who, you know, to find the very best he can Tom Price, a colleague of ours, the head of Health and Human Services. He's assembling a good team. I hope it's Mitt, but who knows?